We love just a little too much. We get just a little too close.
If I could be your hero, baby.
No, I fucked that up. I need more.
If I could be your hero, baby.
Who is your favorite American Idol contestant?
I have not, like, I only know Kelly Clarkson, bro. I never watched that show.
You know David Cook?
No.
He's one of those raspy boys, dudes. The old red, white, and blue. My truck.
Yeah, I know exactly the type of guy you're talking about.
If I could be your hero, bet.
Anyone?
Sometimes imagine I'm an eagle. Soaring high above America, the most beautiful land in all the world.
Yeah.
And sometimes I drink a cold beer in my truck and I look up to this horizon, yeah.
Horizon, yeah.
That's what all I got, but that was fucking... Insert, like, fucking Hank Williams Jr. hook in there and we got a hit, boys.
Hank Williams Jr.
You don't know him?
There has to be a senior. There is no
one. Oh, yeah. There's like, I think, three Hank Williams. I think there's one senior and two juniors. There
in
might
the
be a
world,
junior and
the
then a third.
The whole world, there's three Hank
no,
juniors.
And it's a lineage of country singers. Hank Williams Sr. was one of the OG country singers in like the 40s or 50s.
Ugh. That must be
it's
some
so
dirty
sad,
stuff.
Dude. It's so sad. But yeah, then there's Hank Williams Jr. And then I'm pretty sure there's Hank Williams the third.
Interesting. Country history, down the wire.
There you go. All
right. Let's
start with John D. Back.
Welcome back, John. Back from Florida.
We got to use the country song there. Like them.
John's back from Florida. We sent him with an assignment last week to come up with his own back page news story that we could talk about this week. So tell us what you did down there.
I bought illegal weed. That's about as close as I came to committing. Right, it was a crime. I committed a crime, but that was the crime. It wasn't that hard. I did it in a Publix parking lot. It felt good.
But I thought.
I know.
You said poop. I said you were going to do a poop story.
You promised poop.
You said poop bandit.
I did say poop bandit. The thing is like, so. Actually, it would have been hilarious too, like, to do a poop bandit story where I was. Like, it was like a very...
Poop bandit-esque town?
No, it wasn't. That's what would have made it all the more shocking. Mm. Like, it was, like, a lot of blue hair. Like, average age of, like, 67. 69.
When you say blue hair, I think you mean something else.
No, like, gray. You know, like, their hair is so gray, it's blue. Like, when you look at a restaurant, you're like, man, if a good gust of wind came through here, half of the head, the hair is gone.
The head toppers.
Yeah, the head toupees, that's what they're called.
A good toop.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, it was old. So, like, to do a poop would have really, like, stuck out, too, because, like, just how white the hair was. Like, you know what I mean?
What? So you would have done on someone's head?
I think that's the way I would have to go. You know, I took the bucket guy. Remember the bucket guy?
Well, I thought you were going to go big. You built it up.
I did build it
you
up.
Said,
I sorry to disappoint.
Did you actually have intentions, though, from the start?
Honestly, Racco, I'm not sure. I talked a big game, and afterwards I was like, man, I don't know if I can go through with this. Can you imagine how mad my mom would be if I was like, hey, I need you to post...
Another family trip ruined by John.
I need you to post bail for me. I'm in jail in Fort Myers, Florida for throwing shit on old people. Jane Brooks would just
No, you have to do like a political thing with it. You'd have to like shit in a mask, tie it up,
yeah,
and then like leave it in the middle of the street. You'd get people behind you. You'd get it.
Yeah. I'm picturing a person pooping in a mask though, like holding both handles. Like this.
It would work. It would work.
It would work to catch your own poop in a mask. Like
be
that.
Kind of like a mini clip game.
When you stack the burger. Skyburger?
Skyburger.
But it's an anti-COVID game where you catch poop in a mask.
That's it. That's the idea. It's going to take us out the mud, dude. That's it.
Good pun.
We're sneaky with it sometimes.
Oh, that was good. That's an intro. We weren't even timing. We have no idea how long that took. Oof. That was a trip.
Welcome back, folks.
Good giggle.
It's good to be back.
I'm back.
We're at what, 3 minutes 40, you said?
3 or 4 minutes.
Nice.
All give right. or take.
It's good. Well, thanks for tuning in.
That was a good three to six minutes.
Leave on a high is what I was told. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
we'll see you guys next week.
Stay tuned to the end. Should we start highlighting shit at the beginning of pods, or should we just roll with it?
Yeah, I think we should, but we gotta be
a lot of professional podcasts do that.
Yeah.
On today's episode, we have interview with insert celebrity we can never get a hold of.
Clickbait. With Barack Obama. Barack Obama is going to be joining us later for the show.
After listening to that first it's 3 minutes and 40.
Barack Obama is going to be on the next on this episode a little later on. He's doing the press run for his new nature show. So this is the best
exclusive
place.
Barack Obama has a nature show coming up.
This is the best place he could he felt like he could promote.
He saw our plant game stepped up and he's like, yep, these guys got it.
He had a fun time playing. He's just letting you guys know he has a fun time playing. Guess which plants are fake and which ones are real. You'll never know. Yeah,
so let's get into this episode. Don't want to keep Brock holding.
We're talking politics today.
Yeah, we're talking what's going on in politics?
Ukraine is still happening, and I think Kamala Harris shouted out Israel.
Right.
That's about it.
What?
I don't hear about that. I think so. She just shouted Israel unprompted?
Yeah.
She was in a committee meeting.
And I quote, Kamala Harris said, "Happy Easter to all Americans. I hope it's going really well. Also, shout out Israel. Keep doing you, baby." Sniper gang.
Sniper gang. Sniper gang. Kodak wrote the tweet. He drafted it up.
The new communications director for the office of the vice president.
Sniper gang for L.
Oh, man. We actually do have politics coming up in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Barack Obama's here, man. Yeah.
That's it. Let's get into our of the weeks. We're getting to the news. Back page news. Of the weeks. First up, we got fake news of the week goes to.
Everyone started thinking that Snickers removed the dick vein. I don't want to call it the dick vein.
It's not a dick vein.
It's just a vein.
Like the swirl, like the leftover chocolate drip that they do so poetically on top of the Snickers. Snickers is my second favorite chocolate bar. Twix is number one.
That's number three.
It was number three. I like a good Kit Kat.
Nice.
You know what? Sleeper? Mr. Big.
Mr. Big's huge. Coffee crisp are nice.
Mr. Big is huge. Yeah, they said.
No, I said Mr. Big, not Mr. Huge. that's good.
Yeah, they say like the little dripping on top that gives like a little swirl. Looks like a dick vein. It does not look like a dick vein.
That's because you're just saying that because it's your second favorite chocolate bar. You're a denier. You're a dick vein denier.
I mean,
you know, the Racco I know would definitely think this was funny enough to claim as a dick vein, but I just think, you know what? You're not you when you're hungry.
I've eaten so many of these. You know how embarrassing that is? I'm glad this is fake news.
The worst part is when you eat it, you just like put the tip in your mouth and then slide the whole thing into
That's how you eat it, right?
Yeah. And I swallow it whole.
Actually, it'd be an easier glide in with the smooth bar. Because basically, there was this photo circulating of a Snickers that was perfectly smooth.
Imagine if that person was just sucking the dick vein off him to get it.
That's how they got it smooth.
Like a popsicle.
Jesus Christ. Coming in hot.
That's the fake news. Like
Coming in hot?
Coming in hot. Dick vein. You
tally
get
me,
it.
Coleman. Yeah. Give me a tally.
Two puns.
So the claim is that in April 2022, that's right now, Mars started making Snicker bars without the vein after people complained that the chocolate bar too closely resembled a penis. It was fact checked, and that's false. A photograph of an unusually smooth Snickers bar was circulating on social media with the claim that the candy company Mars Inc. had deveined the famous chocolate bars after complaints that it too closely resembled a penis.
Could it just be like a you know, like one of those like just fuck ups, like a random fuck up?
I think they got
like that person who got the shrimp tails in their Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. And like the guy who definitely got a fried chicken head at Popeyes.
This is
just an accident. Just an accident.
It's an ED Snickers.
ED.
Veinless. Right? You only get a vein if, you know. All right, next story.
That's a boner joke.
That's a boner joke. The pieces are there. I just didn't have time to do the punchline.
Talk about his dick size, dick shaped, dick size.
Dick size. Here's a tweet. Says, if they're desexualizing the green M&M, it's only a matter of time before they remove the dick vein from Snickers.
Yeah.
That was in January 2022.
I saw that tweet a while ago. I might be one of those 157.5 thousand.
This is popping up on your timeline?
Yeah, you know. I like to stay current on what...
You know,
I like to stay current on what snack food is being desexualized in the world, man. To be quite honest, I do have a problem with Mr. Big. I think that's rather imposing.
Oh, man. This is popping up on your Twitter, like when it says like suggested topics.
Yeah.
Dick veins.
Yeah, man.
Next of the week. Moving on. Sometimes we get way too into something that we're not supposed to. This must be a quick hitter.
You're searching up dick veins on Twitter. This is really.
They get it.
this is really funny now, but we're gonna listen back. I'm like, what the fuck?
Next of the week, we got Murica. Moment of the week goes to
this gas station owner. Was undercharging people for gas for like 40 cents a gallon when it's supposed to be like $4 a gallon, and then people didn't tell him for like 5 hours until this one good dude came in and was like, "Hey, dude." Mm. Henry DeHart came in and was like, "Hey, bud, you're fucking up." Chattanooga.
After filling up his Ford F-150 in 5 jerry cans.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. He did fill up with gas. Like, he did pay. He comes in and says something like, "Well, you're going to pay." He's like, "Well, I mean, come on. Like, I was at least I told you."
Yeah, they took advantage of him
for 5 hours.
Fucking Americans, man.
Well, I guess this answers the age-old question. Are fucking people from Chattanooga dicks?
Yes, it's a Tennessee story.
Yeah, fucking Chattanoogans.
You know the Chattanoogan song? You know the Chattanooga song?
No.
Chattahoochee. You get hotter than... Is that it? Hoochie-coochie.
I think the Chattahoochee and Chattanooga are two different places.
Right.
Chattahoochee, I think, is a river.
Mm. They don't eat... What the fuck?
I only know two Chatta prefix places.
Yeah, I think the whole town...
I don't like
imagine being a town member.
Yeah. I just hate how this story's like, they put it in that he was like on the verge of tears like 3 times. Like, this guy's having a rough day. And this news article is just like, he was kind of being a bitch about it. He's on the verge of tears. Like, you just lost a little bit of money on
your
dad.
Well, he was selling what? Like 9% of what it was worth?
Mm-hmm.
So he's losing a lot of money. We don't know math here.
91%.
No, I looked it up. It was 9%.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, he's losing. He was selling
91%. At, no, yeah, well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that was my math. Fine. Reverse math. Reverse math.
Then. Fine.
Yeah, I think I just picture, like, I don't know, it's kind of, Tennessee's Midwest, right?
Yeah.
That's Midwest?
No, it's south.
I think it's south-ish.
It's south?
Yeah. Okay. They have an accent. Like,
I still picture, like, after people figure out this guy, like, you know. What's the word? Yeah. What's the word?
I don't know. I didn't. What you gave me to work with was not a whole lot, dude.
I pictured that this guy,
yeah,
after being a good Samaritan, the rest of the town just has like pitchforks and like sticks with fire on them, and they're just going,
sticks with fire on them. They came and filled up their horse-drawn wagons with gas, like what the fuck, dude? Like,
it's a medieval
township. Like, what the fuck? This guy owns the only thing that ties them to the 21st century. It's a gas station. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know much about selling gas this cheap. I'm not an economist, but
I originally thought that this guy was out of the loop with the whole gas prices, like, influx. Yeah. And, like, I didn't know it was just for 5 hours of one day. I thought it was, like, this whole chunk of time.
Yeah.
He was out of the loop.
gas prices are what?
And then this guy told him, and he's like, wait, what? He's telling me this now? And for some reason, the only guy that didn't know that gas prices are fucked is a gas store owner.
Man, business is booming. He's driving around town. He's like, I don't know why anyone gets gas at this place. Look how fucking expensive it is. Let me come down to my spot.
That's what I thought.
Mm.
But
he's just trying to be.
It was just a mistake in the thing.
Counting error.
All right, next of the week. Last up. Headline of the week goes to
police came 40 minutes after public masturbator did.
Hilarious.
Do you know what's even better? Is the news publication this is on is boingboing.net.
This is
boingboing.net. And they have a picture of him.
How do they get a picture of him but not catch him?
Well, no one's going to go. It's the whole, like,
I feel like this is a very Siddons arrestable offense.
But, like, come on, man. You're going to go up to the public masturbator and try to fucking throw a pair of handcuffs on that thing?
Is this the only story published under boingboing.net? I feel like the creator of boingboing.net was like, we're only going to have 5 stories a year we're going to be able to publish.
But when they come,
they're coming
they
hard.
They will come hard.
Nice.
This is rock hard news.
This is rock hard news.
Yeah. How many more of these can we get off, do you think? That's almost... That's,
That's good.
I didn't mean to do that, but as soon as I said it, I was like, that could be some of my better work.
You got me on the edge of my seat.
Mm. Mm.
Almost.
Mm.
Almost.
Mm.
Edging, kind
of. Oh, okay, kind okay, of, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
It's all right.
Nothing to jizz about.
You ever hear that? No, there's nothing to jizz about. I went to the game last night. Nothing to jizz about.
I went to this concert last night. Opening act, nothing to jizz about.
Oh, man, this is a hard one to get through. Okay.
Anyways, the story is that this guy pulled up a lawn chair and cranked it outside of a hair salon for like until completion.
Yeah, and then, super sus.
And then the cops took 40 minutes to arrive after the phone call. Terrible police work. Awful thing to do. Just complete sicko, unhinged behavior. But yeah, that was comedy gold there that just ensued in the fucking 3 to 4 minutes.
What a rare fetish.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't find on Pornhub.
I just love watching girls get their hair cut, man.
Like, he couldn't find a
Google
like
Street View and just the whole town's fucking slum. Dude, that's what I mean.
Just like, not hitting, though.
Oh, there's a video. Hey, how you doing? It's like he's like, could I have some fucking privacy here?
Man.
Sick fuck. He looks like he's eating a Slim Jim or something out there, too.
Fucked up. Jeez. Yeah, it's kind of fucked.
Fuck, that was funny.
Now I just feel bad. Yeah. These people got terrible. Louis C.K.'d art.
But, like, they didn't even have the decency to ask.
How is it the back-to-back podcast we have a Louis C.K. moment?
Yeah.
Did he start a trend?
Yeah. Louis C.K.
Is this a cult following?
If the headline wasn't so good, the Louis C.K. of the week, moment of the week would have hit, too.
Yeah. Bless you, Coleman.
Oh,
Coleman's
fuck.
Good. COVID-free over here, I think.
He's just got allergies.
Back page news, baby. Let's get into it. First headline reads.
Man assaulted Bloomington hotel employee with wizard wand. As opposed to other types of wands. What other name other wands you can have? Are magic wands,
magician,
are magic
magician,
wands and
yeah.
wizard wands different wands?
No, magicians yeah, magic and wizards. Well, completely different.
All wizards are magicians, but not all magicians are wizards.
Exactly.
There it is.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Magic wand is also the name of a popular vibrator.
That's what. Okay, I was thinking there's definitely a vibe out there that's called the magic wand, right?
You have one?
What?
You don't? What are you doing, man? It's all the rage.
All the kids are doing it. Okay, that sounded better.
Freeze frame on John. We'll be right back. Yeah, so
hit the Curb Your Enthusiasm music after that.
No, this is the other story. Go to the okay, there's another wizard story we're going to relate this to.
Yeah.
But first, one wizard story at a time. Man assaulted Bloomington hotel employee with Wizard Wand. Bloomington's a town in Minnesota. Yeah, so he's charged with fifth degree assault.
That's assault by a mythical weapon.
I was gonna say you don't hear fifth degree too often.
That comes with fucking. If one time a fucking kid ever hits this and something comes out of it, that's a fifth degree assault as well, bro.
Only him and Voldemort have
been charged. This is like hitting someone with like beating the fuck out of someone with a plastic lightsaber. Like that's the same sort of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, LARPing goes too hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the wizard is 16 inches long and had
Hang on.
The wizard was 16 inches.
The wizard
pause.
The wizard won.
Pause. It didn't look like 16 inches, though. I will say.
It didn't feel like it.
It was dark in that fucking, in the chest, though.
Last inches.
Time I volunteered to be on stage. Sorry, that's it.
That's last time you volunteered to be a what?
That's the fault. Last time I volunteered assistant. To be an assistant, like, on stage.
Oh, man. 16 inches long and hard-pointed metal, like, tip.
At the end.
So it looked like a knife. And the guy kept telling the employee to, like, what was it?
This just makes me think he has, like, a bayonet mounted to his wand. You know what I mean? Like, he just has a little knife on the end of it.
Yeah, but turns out he's a bad wizard.
Yeah.
He was screaming racial slurs the whole time, which isn't good. But surprisingly... doesn't make him the worst wizard of all time. Because this wizard that we talked about a while back, but we'll circle back to
it. Yeah, we were like, you know, this reminds us of that other wizard, but we haven't talked about the other wizard for a while. And the New Zealand's like city council used to have a contract. This town in New Zealand had a contract with this wizard.
It's the capital, I think, Christchurch.
Okay.
Oh, this town.
I don't know.
Like the biggest city.
I don't know, man. Sorry, not brushed up on my New Zealand geography, dude. I haven't watched The Lord of the Rings in a while.
Okay.
Anyways, this guy's the worst wizard. He
had a contract, like he had a wizard contract we talked about. Mm-hmm. He actually had him signed on as a wizard, but they ended that contract.
After his
and he was upset with that. But they cut him loose because he had some controversy. This quote that he said, John said it last time, so I feel like I have to say it this time.
Coleman's already said it twice today, so
he has to say five Hail
Coleman
Marys.
Coleman hasn't memorized, though. Coleman hasn't memorized.
Yeah, Coleman, you got it.
Coleman's like, don't make me do it again, man.
So he said, this wizard that's canceled, he said, I love women. I forgive them all the time. I've never struck one yet. Never strike a woman because they bruise too easily. It's the first thing. And they'll tell the neighbors and their friends. And then you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
That's what he said. End quote.
The brutal.
The first thing about not hitting women is because they bruise too easily.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
That's the first
thing.
That's
why you don't want to.
Don't you have to hit a woman, though, to know that they bruise easily? How does he know that?
I feel like if you have...
Or is that an assumption?
You probably hang out with other people who have done it. I mean,
if you talk like this,
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like this guy's buddies aren't really
he's the most progressive of
he's at the pub.
Yeah.
Those other wizard buddies.
Yeah. Those other misogynist wizard buddies.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, man. The subcultures out there, I tell you.
It's crazy because you think wizards would be great people.
You just stumble into a bar and in the back corner, there's just a bunch of wizards and you're like, man, that's so cool. And you go over there and you're like, you know what? fucking insert wizard name here. I can't think of one on the fly.
Gartholomew.
You know what, Gartholomew?
It's a good one.
Do you know why you don't hit women? The first thing is because then you're just like, your dreams are shattered, bro. Like, that's the first time.
Yeah, you just walk up to the group of wizards in the corner and they're just woman bashing.
Like, that's fucked over up, pints. Bro. Like, that's not how TV made them out to be. Also,
J.K. Rowling would be disappointed.
I don't think she would be. Yeah, I don't think she would be.
Technically, she likes women, just not all women.
Yeah, and definitely not if they've transitioned to be women. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You guys seen that new Harry Potter movie? The Secrets of Dumbledore? It's out, for real. I didn't make that up.
Is it out?
Seriously,
yeah. Is it out?
The secret is that he's transphobic.
Dumbledore's a racist misogynist.
These guys are all like, I learned it from watching you. I learned it from the best.
They learned it from the scriptures.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking candle.
Yeah.
Fuck. I like the most wholesome thing when I was talking about just going back to the wizard one thing. Coleman goes, yeah, this reminds me of when I was a kid. I used to make my own my own wands out of sticks in my backyard when I was really into Harry Potter, and I thought that was the most wholesome thing I've heard in a while. So if you ever just want to picture Coleman whittling sticks as a 6'6"
a 6'6" 12-year-old
with like fucking Jack Skellington limbs.
Did you bring them to school?
No. Oh man.
It's my private collection.
I had some sense of self-preservation as a kid. Not much. But.
If Coleman brought those wands to school, he wouldn't be here today, dude. He would be hanging out with a much different crowd.
Which wizard's worse? The racist or misogynist?
I think it depends what slurs the racist one is screaming.
I don't know if this matters, but he was black.
Yeah, so if he's cussing out white people...
It's not that bad.
We kind of deserve it.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of
but
things.
But if he's just like Islamophobic or something, that would be fucked up.
If the person was like it was an Asian or like Middle Eastern, like that would just be, then he's a racist. And probably worse. Because the other guy hadn't hit a woman. So if I was
It's a Minnesota story. It's a lot of white people. So I feel like they would be like, that was racist.
I don't know, man.
When it was,
I don't think there's a right
answer. I'm not backing this guy. I don't want to make it seem like I'm defending.
Yo, but if you had to choose a wizard and it was which either to be worse? Racist or hated women, which one would you choose for your kid's birthday party? There's no right answers. There's no wrong answers. By that same token,
we'll leave that one for the audience. Yeah,
drop a comment. Next time you guys are at session with your friends, just drop that bombshell.
Yeah, everyone's tired of the gross ones. Like, oh, like, someone dropped a "Would you rather fuck your mom or dad?" And I was like, dude, we're in our 20s now.
That was me. I think that's a hilarious joke whenever you say it.
Instead of that, sub that out.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a racist or misogynist wizard at your kid's birthday party?
It's a head scratcher.
Is the kid a daughter or son?
Yeah.
Very important. Very important.
It depends on race, too. It does depend on race. We don't have all the facts. Yeah.
Next
we'll dig into this one. Trying to answer the age-old question.
We'll do some digging. We'll do some digging. Mm. Next headline. We got on the slate is...
Quebec's Ministry of Health apologizes for feeding...
For feeding. You'll get it in a second, folks. Keep going. Repeat that.
That's fucking funny. Quebec's Ministry of Health apologizes for tweeting a link to a porn video instead of a COVID page. And the title is Femdom Feet Worship.
So the link to the video
Femdom
is Femdom Feet Worship. So Femdom. Feminine domination.
Yeah.
Female domination.
Thanks, dude.
Feet worship.
For all the kids out there listening that just don't know.
Well, you called it femdom.
Yeah.
I read it how it's spelled. Why not?
Femdom. But yeah, the thumbnail is just the bottoms of this woman's feet and then this guy sucking on the big toe. And there's an ad above it also that says it's cartoon feet and it just says build them, smell them, lick them. Anywho,
I hate when those ads say impregnate on them. You ever see those? Right. No?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. That's the worst one to me.
Ad?
Anything else to add?
John's, what are you reading?
I'm just... The smell them thing is just fuck. This fucks me up, man.
Well, that would definitely... Oh, we were supposed to do the story last. Because it was supposed to transition to our sport.
Okay, we'll
later.
We'll just cut back to it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we'll teaser, folks. It's going to make sense later. It's going to make sense.
Just put this one first.
Yeah. Okay, let's start with this one. Start with this one. First headline reads, back page news.
The second one.
Second headline.
Well.
Because the Wizards.
Oh, right. Fact guy is always right.
Second headline reads, employee's unwanted birthday party nets him $450,000 after a lawsuit against a Kentucky company.
So this story is actually quite wild. This sounds like I kind of want to reenact this. I think we should start reenacting back page news headlines we cover.
Yeah, I think we had this idea a while back. But that was much more Walmart and poop based. And there's only so many Walmarts you can get tossed out of. You know what I mean?
It's only so much poop, too.
It's funny to talk about poop. It's not funny to, like, see poop.
No. Anyways, this story. Coleman, can you explain it?
Okay, so basically, this guy was approached by his manager. He works at a lab in Kentucky. And she was like, hey... We do this thing where we...
Turn the camera, let the people see you. There you go.
Hi. Welcome.
Get lower.
So here's what happened.
Lower, Coleman. Lower. Yeah. No, lower.
So here's what happened.
That's good. There you go. You're fuck, dude. You should have let him do it with half his head cut off on the bottom. Just the top half of his head.
Explain the story.
So here's what happened. This guy works at a Kentucky-based laboratory. His manager approaches him. He's like, hey, we do this thing. Why are you guys laughing?
You're sitting there. You're like, so get this. This guy. You're hunched over.
Listen, I'm the cool substitute teacher right now.
I'm going to fucking swear in this class, kids. I hope you're all right with that.
Keep going.
Shakespeare was a bitch.
Here's the story. It's actually a crazy story.
So the manager comes up to him. She's like, hey, we do this thing where we throw a birthday party for everyone for when it's our employee's birthday. And he's like, honestly, I'd rather not. Like, being the center of attention would kind of fuck me up with my anxiety. So, like, I'd really rather not. She's like, okay, no problem. Forgets about the conversation completely. So he comes in on his birthday, and then at lunch, they do this whole surprise party thing. He immediately has a fucking panic attack.
Dude. That's so bad.
Leaves, goes to spend the rest of his lunch in his car.
Oh my god.
Well, everybody.
Wait. Do you think the people, like, when he, like, walked in, they're, like, surprised and he just turned and wheeled out of it? They're, like, all just doing, like, think it worked?
Yeah. So he then 4 days later, they confront him, like, about, well, they're, like, texting him. They're kind of, like, pissed off at him for ruining the vibe. They bring him in. To give him a talking to.
Such a fucking Debbie Downer, man.
Yeah. Like, this is really bad for employee morale, man. You can't be doing this kind of thing. It's really selfish of you. And so that talking to gives him a second panic attack.
Oh my God. So he leaves again. This is wild.
He leaves again, and then I guess they brought him in and eventually fired him. For it, and he even I think like apologized for having a panic attack in the story, which is
that's tough, man. And they fired him, and then he sued, and he ended up winning $450,000. Thank you, Coleman.
No worries, guys.
That was one of Coleman's stories that he.
Yeah.
So that's the price. That's a Coleman story. So if you hated it, sorry. We let him take a little bit of charge today.
No, I think the boss just like having a meeting with this guy.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, man, after you left and sat in your car like a little wuss for 5 hours, everyone was like, dude, he kind of crushed the vibe. And everyone's shit talking you in there. I'm going to kind of look like a bitch if I don't fire you. So it's either me or you, and we know it's going to be you.
Either you go out there and you take some fucking shots and party it up with the fucking boys, or you're fucking done here, because that shit you pulled the other day is not gonna fly around this fucking place.
You see that strobe light?
Yeah, this is
that cost the company $300. Go enjoy it.
Do you think it's because we like to give fucking Patty at accounting seizures? No, we like to fucking party. So pull your fucking socks up and fucking get with it.
I love how he's like, no party. They're like, okay, throw a surprise party.
He's like, no, I won't want a party. And fucking Janice, head of the party planning committee, was like, oh, you don't want a party, eh? Okay,
Janice,
I get it.
He said he doesn't want a party. No, he was just saying that. He has anxiety. It's an excuse, millennial excuse.
You should have seen what he was saying with his eyes. He was saying, I want a fucking party, you know?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I feel bad for the guy.
I really do.
Payout for two big panic attacks, though, $450,000. Not bad. Like, I'd probably have, like, man, $450,000. Like, I'd probably do, like, I'd probably have a panic attack for, like, $50. Like, do you know how many fucking panic attacks you could pay me to have at this company? I would last forever here. And I like to party.
So, like, they would just get, I don't know. I don't know where to go from with that.
When you guys gave, I had a surprise party. I had friends who were friends. I'm fortunate enough to have friends that gave me a surprise party for my last birthday.
Who threw it?
Fucking this guy over here. My girlfriend. Shout out to these guys and fucking Copes for putting it all together. It was fire. But I was anxious as fuck for like 30 minutes after getting there, dude. Like, I thought I was so bummed. I was like, man, I'm going to have to just spend it drinking with... I'm bummed, but like,
he comes to my house. It's just me. I'm like, hey, man. He's like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Like, happy birthday. He's like, yeah.
Like, yeah. I shaved my balls for this shit. Like, what the fuck, bro? Anyways, they fucking, but I could, it took me so long to drink my first beer. So, like, yeah, dude. I guess we only get one at first surprise party. I guess you could have another surprise party. Probably just wouldn't be as surprising. You think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is like, yeah. Yeah.
Is this a successful surprise party?
They surprised
them. They got him.
They surprised them. On paper, this is a successful surprise party. Party went off without a hitch, hon. Like, just after the day of work. Like, except this guy whose party it was. Shit himself in the break room. Like,
he had to go to his car.
What a bit.
He spent the rest of lunch in his car.
So he's just sad. Laughing, taking off his tie. Like, you should have been there. It was a fucking rager.
Oh my god. Poor guy. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Next headline.
Let's go back to the feet story.
Back to the feet story.
Back to the Quebecois fucking feet story here.
Headline reads. Let's refresh.
Right, refresh. Quebec's Ministry of Health apologizes for tweeting a link to a porn video instead of a COVID page.
And again, the link is to a video titled Femdom Feet Worship. Thumbnail, just the bottoms of feet like this crossed and then this big toe being sucked on.
John, can you play the guy in that picture?
Here. You want to toast something? Like,
oh no. That's a tough thumbnail.
That's it there.
That's the YouTube thumbnail. Yeah. Femdom feet worship is you.
We better get at least a couple good jokes out of this just so we can utilize that. We can't flop this one.
Oh man. Yeah, so the guy who runs the Twitter account, which has more than 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be about the daily numbers of COVID, just daily COVID numbers.
Because Quebec's the only place that fucking cares about it now, too, by the way. It's the only place you got to wear masks, isn't it?
Still got to wear masks here. I feel obligated to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
But, where was I going?
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm trying to think. Anyway, actually, number one, Coleman was saying Quebec's already in the shitter right now. For like how they've been doing things, so this isn't helping.
Yeah, a little bit. They had a pretty major scandal related to like not doing anything about problems in long-term care homes and covering shit up.
And now they're just posting.
Now, yeah, they're just shit posting. Like, it's fucking coming apart. Francois, what's going on, man?
They're just trying to hold it together over at Quebec Public. Like, yeah. The Quebec Medical Association is like, come on, guys. We just got to get to the end of the term. Just hold it out, man.
I like how it's supposed to be like COVID numbers, too. And it's like one of the dirtiest porns, like sucking toes and shit. Like, nothing wrong with that. But I like how it's such no a knock dirty
to,
video. No,
not trying to knock the toe suckers out there in the world.
But
I feel just,
I'm just trying to picture, like that's tough for this guy because now everyone at the office knows that whoever runs his Twitter account has a foot fetish.
The news story says, it says, by what's it say, Coleman? I'm bait. Go up. Go up. Don't change the camera first. Go up. I'm stalling here. But here, stop. Due to a situation beyond our control. So a very ambiguous response.
A link with inappropriate content was posted.
Right.
We are looking for the issues. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
I feel like this is actually useful to some people. There's only like two ways this could have happened in my mind. Hackers, which they probably would have said, and disgruntled employee, which I feel like they also would have said.
I think one situation that is quite plausible is that. Thank you. I was worried if I was like, is this story gonna make sense? Yeah.
I saw this on Mythbusters.
I think he was choking the one-eyed Willie,
yeah,
so call it.
Waxing the dolphin,
you know, choking the chick, and
two choking ones. Man, this is a. I think that says a lot. I think this says a lot about you, man. Oh, you get down to femdom feet worship, man. Like
making the Cyclops cry.
Yeah. I think he was getting down to it, not the wire.
No,
but he was.
This
getting
is
down
where
to
we.
It.
This is the only thing we don't get down to. Femdom feet worse.
Hey, I mean, stay tuned. we got some stuff coming up later. But
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you did. I think
gotcha.
One situation that could have happened is he was doing it. He was doing it. He was pleasing himself, and then someone in the group chat was like, "Hey, Fred, did you post the like daily infographic for the COVID numbers?"
And he was like, "Oh, sorry, dude, I was grinding the papaya."
Oh, that's when we came up with earlier.
Yeah, that's our new favorite. That's our new favorite jerking euphemism.
And I think as he was doing it, he was in a rush.
Yeah.
And he just sent the wrong
CNP'd the wrong P, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The wrong
CNP'd the P hub.
Yeah. CNP'd the wrong T, man.
Yeah. So this turned out to be a flop. I'm sorry.
Bit of a flop.
Yeah.
If this was any other porn video video too.
Sometimes
we could have made flop. We could have made flop jokes too, but it's feet.
Yeah, feet.
These flop jokes would have killed earlier when we were telling dick puns.
Yeah, we really, really kicked the bucket on that.
Yeah, this story was nothing to jizz about.
Fuck. Sometimes the story is just like way too good.
Oh, like, I was really hoping to fucking hear that story to completion.
Ugh. Right, are we
just
done?
It's just tough.
I think we're done with it.
Yeah, I don't
know. Are we done with the feet stuff?
I'm just disappointed. You know what? Yeah. You know? Like, I'm just disappointed because I feel like there's something more with this. We'll come back to it. Maybe another fem-bom foot worship story will come up in the future. But yeah, that's enough feet stuff. Let's get into sports.
And then we do a deep dive Coleman search test.
Yeah. Oh, we still got to do that segment.
One day.
Yeah. Okay. Call us through right now. Let's look at your search history.
No, let's get okay, enough we'll of the it. Feet stuff. We'll put, enough of the feet stuff.
No more foot stuff. Let's get into sports.
Sports.
Today we're talking about toe wrestling.
Toe wrestling.
Let's get into it. Let's explain it first. Mm-hmm. Pull up the rules. And then John and I are going to do it. Toe wrestling.
This is how you become boys with someone. You look them in their eyes and you interlock your toes.
So, yeah. it's basically, it's like arm wrestling, but with your feet.
Yeah.
And are there official rules to this? Let's pull this up. There's a world championship, by the way.
I just, you know, Racco, I got to say, I just think I'm, I think we might fall in love after this.
I think we might want to circle back to the femdom story after this, but we're shit.
Crazy things have happened.
So toe wrestling is a childhood game that made it to the big time adult sporting world. Go to the Wikipedia link.
The World Toe Wrestling Championship is not a new competition, with its history going way back to 1976 when the World Toe Wrestling Competition started at a pub in Wetton, Derbyshire, United Kingdom. The locals of ye old Royal Oak.
Oh! Dude.
Shout out to the Royal Oak. The worst fucking wing spot in the world. I love it.
Oh, imagine. You know what? I've seen someone barefoot in a pub once. It's not a good sight.
Yeah.
And this is getting down and dirty. In 1997, they applied for its inclusion in the Olympic Games. And toe wrestling's poor cousin, thumb wrestling, is still a popular children's game, but has not yet reached the height of a world championship and classification as a sport.
That's not true. I saw that they do... Oh, wait, that was rock, paper, scissors. I saw they do rock, paper, scissors nationals in Vegas. Worlds of rock, paper, scissors.
Is there a rule? Okay, toe wrestling is similar to arm wrestling. To play, players must take off their shoes and socks. So same as arm wrestling. And the game is played with bare feet. Same as arm wrestling. It is common courtesy for each player to remove the other player's shoes and socks. We did not know that before agreeing to do this. It's common courtesy.
It is.
So it's not.
It is, dude. It's... players... I honestly, dude, I don't know if I'd want anyone else taking off my shoes and socks.
Thank you.
No worries, bro.
It is a very rare thing I'd let someone do. Players must link toes, and each player's foot must touch flat on the other person's 2 out of 3 bases. What does that mean?
You probably have to have 2 touch points.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Okay, yeah.
I bet you the heel, the balls, and the palm.
Yeah, the balls of your feet is my favorite part of the foot.
Seriously, wait, but if you're both trying to have your foot touch each other... I don't understand how points are scored.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, rounds are flipped. So rounds are played first with the right foot, then left, then right again.
If necessary.
So I guess it's best.
But how do you win?
That's the thing, because like I'm trying to picture, like, you can't bend my, you'll snap my fucking ankle. Like, but what's the goal of it?
Yeah, how do you win, just, bro? Like,
click on a video. Click on a video.
Racco, at the end of it, it's just like,
sufficient, sufficient. Sufficient. This ain't no joke.
I'm never toe wrestling again.
Okay, here's a video of it. Let's get an idea of what we're getting into here.
They don't look interlocked. It looks like...
What? They don't look like they're doing it right. Okay.
You're fucked if you think I'd let that woman touch my feet.
Oh, you just interlock big toes. And what do they do? Oh, you pick a side. It's exactly like arm wrestling. So,
oh, right. No, you try to touch the thing. Oh no, you try to. Are you trying to touch the wall?
Yes, there's two walls on each side.
All right, so
arm wrestling. You bring the fist to like wherever surface you're playing on. This one, we need two things on each. We need something on each side.
Grab 2 empty beer bots.
That's a good idea. Actually, we have 2 of those.
All right.
Somewhere.
All right. Okay, just we'll keep talking for a bit. Yeah, that would have been a great transition.
So,
what if people? What small talk before a toe wrestling event? Yeah. What do you? Your conditions are good out there today.
Great day for it.
Did you hear what happened in prelims?
Okay. You like corns?
Come on, let's do this. Okay,
so I think that's too far away.
I think that is too far.
All right, bro. Well, we got to do both feet too, eh?
Yeah. All right. Wait till Coleman gets this. Gets the camera angle going. Right. Stay mic'd up for this.
Yeah, right foot up for me, bro.
Right foot up. We start. We're doing the.
Oh, wait, dude. Wait. It's customary.
Angle that camera down.
What's the least sus way to take off another dude's sock and shoe? That's the question.
Quick adjustment. There we go, Coleman. That's probably good. Yeah.
This guy flexes his muscle. Like, he's like, ugh, after he wins, this is a fucking toe wrestling.
Okay. So are we doing three rounds of this?
Well, no, it's a two out of three, bro.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
All right.
All right, bro.
Alrighty.
Unclothe me. Derobe me.
Oh, man. This is gross.
Oh! Ew, I hate that. I hate that. Ew.
Oh, shit. My shit's too.
I know, me too. Air it out. I'm nervous. I swear they're never this sweaty. I'm just nervous.
Okay.
Ew. Damn. I just hate that we have like a fucking 4K camera on my feet. This is fucked up, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm just rubbing it to warm it up a little bit, bro.
Oh, man. Come on. Like, get in the game. Get in the game.
Come on. Come on.
Dude, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can
come
do
on,
it.
Man.
No, it's in.
No. Are you like, dude, you don't make this look. This is nothing to jizz about. Stop making it look like it is.
Dude.
Dude, it's in. This is so weird. You just lasted 2 seconds.
It feels kind of natural.
Yeah. All right. Ready?
Okay. Ready?
One.
Coleman counts down.
Hey. Yeah. What? Okay. One, two. I think we do 1, 2, 3, 4. I declare a
toe war.
Okay.
Yeah.
One, two, three, four. I declare a toe war.
Yeah! Oh, man. You have strong fucking toes, dude. What the fuck? Okay,
Now
we have to do this twice.
Little did you know I've been juicing my toes.
Man, we have to do that again?
Yeah, with the other toes! No.
Okay.
Derobe me.
This is gross.
I think that is the least sus. Oh, I got a jammy, bro.
Me too.
I think that was the least sus way to take off another man's.
Yeah.
it feels more natural this time. Like our bodies are working together.
Okay.
One, two, three, four. I declare a toe war. Oh, you got. Oh, buddy. Whatever the equivalent is. Yeah, look at that fucking toe up. Don't too long.
Woo! You won this week, John.
You fucking heard it right here, folks.
Fuck. Hey. Tell people what you saw today.
I was going
to
say.
Down the Wire podcast.
I didn't remember what to say.
Down the Wire out. Peace. Tell them, John.
Fucking, you write home about this. Peace out. Down the Wire out.
Oh, my toes hurt, dude. My toes hurt, dude. You actually fucked my big toe up. Oh, dude.
That's for my shins, boy.